Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Menopause Mood Swings and Murder Fantasies, A Funny and Unfiltered Guide to Midlife Hormones and the Ridiculous Stuff No One Warns You About by Heather Samuels is a humor-driven, nonfiction book about the emotional and physical disruptions that can come with perimenopause and menopause. Positioned more as a candid survival companion than a medical guide, it uses satire, blunt honesty, and relatable observations to address symptoms such as hot flashes, insomnia, mood swings, and the general absurdity of midlife hormonal change. The book is aimed at women over 40 who want language that reflects their real experience, instead of polished wellness advice. Its value lies in normalizing discomfort through shared recognition and laughter, while also acknowledging that the menopausal transition can feel confusing, isolating, and frequently exasperating. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, humor as a practical response to hormonal chaos. The book treats humor not as decoration, but as the central method for making menopause feel survivable. Rather than presenting symptoms in a clinical, detached way, it frames them through wit and exaggeration, which helps turn embarrassment and frustration into something readable and recognizable. That matters because many menopause books focus on instruction, while this one focuses on emotional relief. The comedic tone lowers the barrier to engagement for readers who may be tired of being told to manage symptoms with calm optimism. By laughing at the chaos instead of denying it, the book creates a sense of permission these experiences are disruptive, but they are also common and discussable. This approach also has a social function. Humor can make taboo subjects easier to share, and the book uses that effect to reduce the isolation many women feel when symptoms become disruptive in public or domestic life. The result is a guide that offers comfort through recognition rather than advice alone. Secondly, an honest account of common menopause symptoms. A major strength of the book is its focus on the everyday realities of menopause and perimenopause hot flashes, insomnia, mood swings, brain fog, and the irritability that can appear without warning. These are not treated as isolated inconveniences, but as interconnected disruptions that affect work, sleep, relationships, and self-image. By emphasizing the absurd timing and unpredictability of symptoms, the book captures what makes menopause difficult to explain to others. The complaint is not simply that symptoms exist, but that they can arrive at the worst possible moments and undermine a sense of control. This gives the book practical value for readers because it validates the lived experience of symptoms that are often minimized or dismissed. It also helps readers understand that the emotional side of menopause is not separate from the physical side. The book presents hormonal changes as a whole system disruption, which is why the tone oscillates between frustration, comedy, and recognition. That combination makes the material more believable than a purely sanitized account. Thirdly, a voice for women tired of sanitized wellness advice. The book clearly positions itself against the polished language, often found in lifestyle and wellness writing. Its style is blunt, irreverent, and deliberately unsentimental, which distinguishes it from books that frame midlife as a problem to be optimized. Instead of offering soft reassurance, it names the inconveniences and indignities directly, creating a more realistic emotional register for readers who feel overlooked by conventional advice. This is significant because menopause is often discussed in ways that are either overly clinical or overly cheerful, leaving little room for irritation, fatigue, or dark humor. Heather Samuels uses an unfiltered voice to fill that gap. The effect is not merely comedic, it is corrective. It challenges the expectation that women should describe aging in polite, careful language, especially when their own bodies are behaving unpredictably. That directness gives the book a distinct identity in the category. Readers looking for acknowledgement rather than instruction will likely find its tone more credible than standard self-help framing. Fourthly, relatability through shared midlife experience. The book is built around the idea that menopause becomes easier to bear when women recognize their experiences as shared rather than uniquely personal failures. The anecdotes and observations work because they reflect familiar midlife frustrations, sleepless nights, emotional volatility, bathroom mirror self-questioning, and a growing impatience with trivial irritations. These details are not included for entertainment alone. They function as points of identification, allowing readers to feel seen in experiences that are often kept private. This is especially important in a topic where silence is common and where women may wonder whether their reactions are exaggerated or abnormal. By presenting these moments as ordinary and widely understood, the book helps reframe menopause as a collective stage of life rather than an individual crisis. That shared framing has emotional consequences. It can reduce shame, encourage more open conversations, and make readers less likely to interpret symptoms as personal weakness. In this sense, relatability is one of the book's primary mechanisms for support, not just a stylistic feature. Lastly, a survival companion rather than a medical manual, One of the clearest distinctions in the book is that it does not aim to be a scientific or clinical resource. Instead, it serves as a companion for the emotional and psychological side of menopause. That makes it useful in a different way from traditional health books. Readers should not expect detailed treatment plans, medical explanations, or evidence-based symptom protocols. What they do get is language for describing a difficult transition, plus a tone that makes the experience feel less alienating. This positioning matters because many women do not only need information, they need reassurance that their reactions make sense. The book meets that need by translating hormonal upheaval into relatable, readable commentary. In the broader menopause category, that is a meaningful differentiator. It stands out because it does not try to fix the reader or simplify the experience into a tidy wellness message. Instead, it acknowledges disorder, annoyance, and fatigue while offering comic relief. For readers who value emotional honesty over formal guidance, that makes it a strong fit. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women over 40 who want a frank, humorous, and validating account of menopause and perimenopause rather than a clinical handbook. It can also be useful for partners, friends, or family members who want a clearer sense of what midlife hormonal changes can feel like from the inside. Its main practical benefit is emotional recognition. It helps readers identify common symptoms and frustrations without framing them as personal inadequacy. Its intellectual value lies in how it reframes menopause as a shared cultural experience that has often been minimized or softened in public language. What makes it stand out in a crowded category is its tone. Many menopause books aim to educate, reassure, or prescribe. This one leans into satire and candor while still offering genuine solidarity. That combination gives it a distinct place as a survival companion for readers who want honesty with teeth and humor that does not erase the seriousness of the experience. If you would like to support Heather Samuels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.